Hej och välkommen till Sweezy Lessons, your shortcut to the Swedish language. Hope you're up for speaking some Swedish. We are gonna keep on talking about nouns today. Nouns that are objects, things. And I would like you to learn a new word. Perhaps it's new to you at least. And that is the noun a book. So it's not super complicated. Try to listen and say after me. So a book is pronounced like this in Swedish. En bok. En bok. Can you say that? En bok. Very good. So I'm stressing the noun. En bok. I'm not stressing a book. Like a book. I'm stressing a book. Okay? So once again, how would you say in Swedish? A book. En bok. En bok. Very good. Now, ooh, that vowel sound, ooh, you need to make your mouth round. And it, please note that this is a vowel sound that is different from the English sound, book, book. So the Swedish sound is book, book, book. So the difference is that you need to make this sound more in the middle or like the back, the bottom of your throat, okay? So a book, that's a vowel sound that goes out of your mouth. But en bok, that is a sound that is like down in your throat. So can you try to make your mouth round and say that sound down, deep down in your throat? So once again, how would you say in Swedish a book? En bok. Once again, en bok. Bra, en bok. Now in... Oh, actually, I can ask you another thing. How would you say in Swedish, the book? I think you know how to do this. How would you say in Swedish, the book? Boken. Bra. Now, if you would like to describe an object in Swedish, you can do that just as you can do it in English. So in English, you can, for instance, describe a book and say that it's a short book, it's a good book, it's an interesting book, or it's a long book. And the order of the words is going to be a long book, like that. And that is the same order of the words that we have in Swedish. So now you know how to say a book, and the only thing you need to learn now is to say a long book. So you need to learn the adjective here. And I'm actually going to make you guess if you would take the word long in English. And I don't know, just sing it a little bit more to sound more Swedish. How do you think the word long is pronounced in Swedish? It is pronounced like this. Long. Long. Can you say that? Long. Very good. So we're singing it a little bit more. The vowel sound is, of course, a little bit different, but it's quite close to the English word long. And just to mention a spelling thing here, the vowel O, as in long, is in this case spelled with the special Swedish letter called O. So that's like an A with a small circle above it. That's the Swedish letter O. So we can pronounce that letter O or O, long or short, O, O. But it is a vowel sound that is in the Swedish alphabet. And it's, as always, it's not the same letter as the letter A. So A with a small circle above it, that's the letter that in Swedish is called O. Can you say that? O. O. Very good. But in this word, we are pronouncing it O, a bit shorter. So once again, how would you say in Swedish the word long? Long, long, very good. So, shall we try to make that phrase a long book? You can use the same order of the words as in English. So how would you say in Swedish those three words? A long book. En lång bok. En lång bok. Bra, very good. So now you know how to make phrases with a noun and an adjective that describes the noun. For instance, a long book. Now, you have an order of words here, and I just want to encourage you that if you know a certain vocabulary that you would like to learn in Swedish, that's kind of easy to look up in like online dictionaries and so on. The structure and the grammar and the pronunciation, I think that's perhaps the things that we all need some guiding in to like know how to use this vocabulary that we are learning or finding. So if you want to give yourself a challenge, you can try to perhaps find 3 new adjectives this week that you would like to learn in Swedish, or 3 new nouns, and try to use this structure and say them. And well, of course, there might be grammar that I have forgotten to teach you, or well, that is that I have chosen not to teach you yet because we're not there yet. But try to use the structure and see if you can, challenge yourself to say new sentences, because that's the way you learn the language, right? Good job today. Bra jobbat. I'll see you next episode. Until then, ha det bra. Bye.